What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Banter Buds, episode 2, recap of SummerSlam.
Yo.
What up, brother?
We're a little late with this.
We're a little late, but hey, we're getting there. We're getting there, bro. A lot of stuff.
Now, we had it recorded. Just some technical difficulties that made it not able to come out on time.
Of course.
We got to re-record.
It happens, man.
Yeah, no, it happens.
But, bro, two nights.
All right, so what are we talking about here?
Two nights, SummerSlam, MetLife Stadium.
Two great nights. First night better than second night, but two great nights.
It was great, bro. It was good. Might I say this? Night one, Roman Reigns, Jey Uso against Bron Breakker and Bronson Reed. What you think about that?
Bro, crazy match. I mean, just the freaking aura that Roman Reigns has when he comes into the ring is just next level.
Insane.
Regardless.
Insane.
But it was a good match.
It was. And the amount of people that are just yeeting through the stadium when Jay's coming out is just...
Yeeting halfway through the match was insane.
That was great.
Yeeting halfway through the match was crazy.
Bro, he's... I'm going to say it.
Roman Reigns joining in on it. Crazy.
Yeah, Jay's come a long way, bro. And I love what they're doing with him. Great. And like they're putting him in the situations he's in. Because it's going perfect, bro. I don't see not one bad thing yet. I was upset that he lost his belt really fast. But something big's coming his way. I know it.
Oh, for sure. But nothing to take away from Bron Breakker and Bronson Reed, though.
Nah, man.
Those two are monsters.
His spear, bro.
Bron Breakker's a freaking monster, bro.
Bron Breakker's spear is... deadly. You got to be careful every time you get hit with that, bro. It's over.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Bronson
Reed. Who was it? No, it was Roman, right? He got speared through the freaking barricade.
Yes. Oh my goodness, bro. Ripped him through there.
I would have been dead.
Yeah, I wouldn't get up.
I would have been dead.
You better just count me out right there. I'm not moving.
I would have stayed right there.
I am not getting up.
Jay, you finish. You finish, Jay. I'm here.
Yeah, I'm done.
I'm chilling.
But that doesn't...
I'm chilling right here.
That's not even the toughest one. The tsunami of Bronson Reed is even worse.
The tsunami
worse
is crazy.
Because he doesn't give me one or two, bro. He'll go at like three times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he'll keep going.
Wow.
Bronson Reed would just keep it going with that tsunami, bro.
And I like what they're doing with Bronson, too, because he's stealing Roman's Jordans.
Yo.
I like that.
They're calling him. You see where they're calling him?
Uh-huh.
What?
The tribal thief?
The tribal thief, bro.
Bro, he is.
And the shoes are the Shula Fala. The Shula Fala,
I love it. I love it for him.
Great. It's so great.
All in all, it was a great match. All in all, great match.
Yeah, 100%.
Bro. Yeah, 100%. We got a lot of matches to go. Let's get into the tag team. Woman, Alexa Bliss, Charlotte Flair, defends against Raquel Rodriguez and Roxanne Perez.
Not reverse that. Raquel Rodriguez and Roxanne are defending against Alexa Bliss and Charlotte. Yes.
They're defending. Oh, you're right.
Yes.
I forgot. I got you there, man. I thought I was going to catch you, bro.
I know it's been over a week.
We had this set up. We had to fix it. My head is going crazy right now.
Didn't have time to.
You're right.
Yeah.
I forgot the Judgment Day had the belts.
Yes, they did.
Ugh.
Not anymore, though.
That's why I said had the belts.
Yeah, they had the belt. It's all good. They'll get it back when Liv comes back.
I think so. It was a great fight. I'm a Alexa Bliss fan. I've loved everything she's always ever done. And her and Charlotte
Alexa
together.
Alexa Bliss, yeah, I'm a big fan.
And her and Charlotte, bro, they match up.
I am liking this Charlotte.
Yeah, this Charlotte, yes.
I am liking this Charlotte. Yeah. When she came back, I couldn't stand her.
Yeah, it was a little rough. She was coming, I think, a little bit heel.
This one. Yeah.
She was trying to be healing. That's not her. Like, the way she was acting was annoying. So I'm happy.
She was too heelish for me.
Yeah, I'm happy they threw a 360 on there and put her with Alexa and they changed.
Yeah. It's funny. Comedy. Act together, it's hilarious. Yeah.
And I'll tell you something. If
I'm all for
they didn't put them together, I don't think Charlotte would have stayed longer. I think the crowd would have just they would have ended her, bro, because nobody wanted her.
Think so?
Yeah, man. She wasn't doing too good. I didn't like the way she came in, very tough on the heel stuff and all that. I thought she was going to go out. I thought it was the end of her for a little bit, but Alexa had to come and save it.
Yeah, that's true.
And your favorite, Raquel and Roxanne?
No, Liv is not in there, not my favorite.
But I know you're upset they lost it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But it was coming their way, bro.
I don't want nobody in the Judgment Day losing anything.
Of course. But they fought well.
Well, I don't know. Roxanne is growing on me, though.
She's great. She's a great fighter, bro.
She's growing on me.
Yes, she is a great fighter. I'll give her that.
But I guarantee you when Liv comes back, they're going to have like something going.
Something's going to change.
She's going to end up leaving the Judgment Day.
Yeah, something's going to happen.
Yeah, for sure.
But
yeah, congrats to...
Alexa and Charlotte.
To Alexa and Charlotte on winning that.
That's it. Now let's see how far they take it. And that's it. I think they're going to go far. They're really good.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. For sure.
Next one we're going to start talking about, bro.
Yeah, buddy.
We got that
same.
Yep.
Sami Zayn. Karrion Kross, bro. Oof, my God. I feel bad for Karrion, bro.
Yeah.
They didn't renew his contract this week. He's out of the WWE for now, at least.
Yeah, he's...
We'll see what's going to go on with that.
I feel bad for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I really feel bad.
He's really good. I think they just didn't push him the way he needed to go.
No, they didn't.
And I'm happy. Let me cut off real quick. I'm happy we didn't post the SummerSlam recap yet, because then we could throw in this Karrion Kross thing with this fight. You know what I mean? Because it matches perfect, because he did great that match, and they just we're not going to see him no more. So I'm happy we didn't post it yet, because we had to do the technical stuff.
At least for now.
But we got to let people know that our thoughts on the Karrion. I wish they didn't let him. They're not going to let him go. But they have nothing for him, bro. Sami ended him. That's it.
No, that's true.
That's it.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Bro, that Helluva kick, though. Ooh. Ooh, man.
Bro, I love Sami, bro.
Getting hit with that must suck.
Sami, real soon, will be a champion. I don't know what pay-per-view that's coming up that he might win something, but count your days. It's coming. Sami Zayn will be a world champion, bro. Yeah. It's coming.
Yeah. Also, hold that thought on the pay-per-view stuff, because I got some stuff to talk about.
Oh, well, right before we end it, we'll say something to that. Let's get into that.
Congrats to Sami on that win.
Congrats to Sami. Great fight. Oh, my God. This one was good, too.
The women's championship.
Yes.
Bro. This was insane. Tiffany Stratton, Jade Cargill.
Tiffy time.
Oh, my God, bro. Tiffy time, yeah.
I'm a fan of both.
I like Jade.
No bad words to any of these two fighters. Jade has come a long way.
They're both amazing.
Yeah.
She deserves a title.
Yeah,
though.
In the beginning, you saw that she wasn't ready for WWE, bro. When she first came out, that Royal Rumble and all that, she wasn't ready yet. But then after time, and then she disappeared a little bit. Went through a car windshield.
She didn't disappear. They made her disappear.
They put her through a freaking windshield.
Naomi made her disappear. Once she threw her over.
She came back a monster.
Ledge on top of the car.
She's a lot better now. But Tiffy Strong, amazing champion and an amazing fighter. She's also come a long way.
That finisher, bro, the prettiest moonsault ever is insane.
God, bro. Every time
that is definitely the prettiest.
Literally, you just see her jumping rope to rope and just fly. It's beautiful, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so good.
It is.
It's so good.
But it was a good fight. They're both strong fighters. They're both champions. I don't care what anybody says. I'm not mad at that fight.
Yeah, I see Jade winning it soon.
It's coming. I'm telling you, there's a lot of stuff still coming down the road that they're going to build with her. Something's going to happen to her.
Yeah. 100%.
I'll let you mention this next one, man. I'm not a big fan of him yet. I'm getting
Humble. Hell yeah, let's go. Logan Paul, Drew McIntyre versus Randy Orton and Jelly Roll.
Yes. I'm not gonna hate on Logan. I guess he hasn't grown on me yet. His moves, yes. I'm not taking away he's a great wrestler. I guess I've seen so much like YouTube about him. I'm not catching I'm not grabbing onto him yet. But it's getting there.
No, he's great.
It's getting there.
He's great.
Yeah. As a wrestler, he's great. I just have to get there with him, the way he talks and all that, as a fan. But wrestling-wise, he's awesome fighter, bro. Awesome fighter.
Nah, bro. He's a great heel, bro.
Yeah, he does good in heel. I don't think I can see him a good guy.
Because people legit already hate him from the outside.
Yep.
Before him coming in.
Yeah.
So him coming in, it just makes it easier for him to be a heel.
You could,
you know what I mean?
You couldn't bring him in as a babyface. It wouldn't work.
Not yet.
No.
But I guarantee you, once he turns babyface, he's going to have the biggest pops.
I think so. Once people get more used to him and like him more, I think it'll happen. But not yet.
When Dominic Mysterio won the Intercontinental title,
yeah,
that pop that he got, Logan Paul's going to get the same.
Oh, of course.
When he turns, and let me when he turns babyface.
And we'll change this real quick. When Dom goes babyface again, he's going to have the biggest pop. I'll tell you that right now.
Bro, him and Liv are going to have the biggest babyface run yes, you're going to see when she comes back.
It's going to happen. He's going to be, he's come a long way. But back to this little tag. 100%.
Little
tag fight right here.
Big tag. Jelly Roll was in it.
Oh, my goodness. My man, he lost a lot of weight to fight, bro.
He did. I think he said.
Give him that.
What did he lost?
200 pounds. Yeah, about 200 and something pounds just to fight.
Because he was in, what, last year's WrestleMania?
Yeah, he showed up like he think he was
Slam?
Watching, yeah. And he was big.
He was huge, bro.
Yeah, he's come a long way, and I give all respect to that guy losing all that weight.
And to take those bumps, like the way he did.
My man was getting beat up.
Bro, just to have Logan Paul jump from the top of the ropes on top of him on the table?
Yeah, you've...
On the announcer table?
That hurts, bro.
That's insane.
And then,
I mean, he did, you know, get ready for it.
He did
move up.
He
a
moved,
bit.
Got a little comfy.
He was looking up.
Took a couple breaths.
You're like, yo, I'm about to, yeah, you know. But all in all, insane just to have that done to you.
Oh, of course. But then you also
big or not.
And then also Drew, bro. I like Drew McIntyre. I was a big fan of him back in the beginning. I'm a little bit iffy with him, but. I think it's because they're not giving him what he deserves. I think if...
No, but with this... Go ahead.
I think if they gave him more or let him win a belt, things would have been different with him. But he's... I don't know, man. They need to do something with him because he's a very good fighter, bro. And I just... And I know he sees it too. He does so much and gets nothing. He just loses all the time, all the championships.
Yeah, but I can see him and Logan making a run. The way they've been pairing them together is good.
Oh, yeah.
I like
They're good as a tag team, bro. They did great. No mess ups. No, everything went good.
Yeah, I could see them making a run for the title, for the tag title.
I'll take that. I'll look at that.
No cap. I can see them.
I'll look at that.
I can see them making a run for it.
But
Randy Orton also, amazing.
Nothing like an RKO, bro. We didn't see too many of them that fight.
No, I think he hit one.
Yeah.
I think he hit one RKO
the whole
match.
It's still Randy Orton, bro. That's one of the best.
Just to hear that music, bro. I hate voices.
That's it.
Bro, come on.
Randy Orton comes out, you know it's going to be great. He's an amazing fighter.
Yeah, too good. Too good.
But big ups to them.
World
they got the win.
Heavyweight championship. Yeah.
So that was good for them.
Congrats.
Now you go.
World Heavyweight Championship.
Oh, man.
CM Punk versus Gunther.
That was a great fight.
This match was insane. Same.
That was a
from
great
beginning to end.
There was not one bad part about that fight. It was amazing.
Beginning to end was insane.
Let me tell you something. CM Punk, I don't know much about him because I wasn't watching as much when he was out there. But now that I'm when he first came out and all that, I had stopped for a little bit. But now that he's back and I've seen him fighting, he could take a beating. This old guy could take a beating, bro.
That's the time that I actually was still watching a little bit, like on and off.
Nah, but he's good.
So I've seen him wrestle before with his long hair and
I wish I was watching at that time
during like the Shield days and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, I saw that a little bit.
He was
crazy.
He took that beating from Gunther, bro.
The whole reason why Seth Rollins
And Punk
and Roman Reigns and they're all here is because of CM Punk.
Oh, of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and they've said it.
He brought them in with a Shield.
Yep. Nah, Punk's brought up a lot of people. Punk is good, man. All these matches, everything since he's come back, he's been doing great. And the way he went in there with Gunther, bro, and Gunther's so big.
Yeah.
The way he slaps he's a strong wrestler. He whooped his ass. I'm sorry to say ass, but I don't know how. That old man should have tapped out.
He is huge,
yes,
bro.
He's a great wrestler.
Those chops.
Oh my goodness, bro.
He hits you with that chop.
He's a great wrestler.
Bro, you're going down.
Yeah, he's good. He's good.
I don't care who you are.
Yep.
Well, okay, unless you're Goldberg.
Yeah.
And you just laugh right through it.
That was nuts, too.
But
laughing through a chop is wild. But yeah, anybody else, they're
a
dropping.
A Gunther chop, bro. A Gunther chop.
I don't know how Punk took that beating, but it was a good fight.
Yeah, it was great.
We're going to have to say it. He won. I give him that.
Yeah.
CM Punk won the belt.
Congrats.
Amazing. But
congrats to CM Punk.
What did it last?
How long did that last?
2 minutes? 5 minutes?
5 minutes? No, I think it was like 5 or 7 minutes.
I think they gave him 5, 7 minutes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then,
like
you know, it just got burned down. That's it. The man came out, bro. He burned it down.
Yeah.
Seth Rollins.
That was great. He played out. He played everyone. Because when he came down, I'm like, all right, he's coming down to tell them, hey, you won. Now watch your back.
That's what
I
thought.
I'll be back soon.
Yep.
And I'm going to take my title.
Bro.
But no.
My man
pulled a Willy Wonka.
That's it.
He came down limping with the crutches, dropped them, basically did a whole, like, he didn't do a flip, but he could have, ran down that ring.
Beat him with the suitcase.
Beat him with the suitcase, bro. The money in the bag case.
Oh, my God.
And bye-bye title.
But listen, I called this from the beginning. Seth Rollins is very smart. And I knew right away he wasn't hurt. This guy always comes out on top, and he's always 10 steps ahead of everybody. Nobody
a work the whole
time. Yeah, nobody thought he was going to come cash in. I knew it because that's his belt. He hates Punk. What better way to cash in than right there on that fight? And then when you win it, too. It was amazing.
I agree. That was
amazing.
Perfect.
And I loved when he walked all the way up the ramp and he spun it like he did when he did his big cash in that other fight back then.
And he hit him with the stomp, and that was it.
God, bro, it was beautiful. That was the best way to end night one. Best.
That was great.
That's it.
It was the best way.
Best ending.
And then Triple H comes out. Oh, you haven't seen nothing yet. And then night two comes.
Yep, and night two is here.
The undisputed WWE Championship. John Cena, Cody Rhodes. This was the best fight of the night, to be honest.
Yes, it was.
Everything else, let me see what else was.
There was good fights, but this one was
the last fight.
Crazy.
The last fight was not the last fight. The second to last fight was good.
Yeah,
because my boy Dirty Dom was in it. Mm-hmm. But we'll get there.
But no, that
first match,
the undisputed fight, John Cena and Cody was a very good street fight. They went all out. I'm a big Cody Rhodes fan. I like him. I really hope he does not go ever heel. A lot of people speculated he was gonna go heel.
Cody?
But he didn't.
I think he will.
But
he said he will.
I feel like it'll happen, but not yet. I think something big has to happen before he does that. I think
he
maybe
said it in interviews that he will.
I think maybe after he loses the belt.
Yeah, maybe.
But all in all,
great
fight.
Though.
John Cena is an animal.
John Cena turning baby again?
That was great. I was shocked. I was like, oh my goodness.
In Jersey?
Yeah, that was nuts. I love it.
Good.
I love it for him. And the reason I love it for him is because he made everybody happy at SummerSlam, bro. When his original music came out, you got your...
Yes.
He made his fans happy, and that was the best way to do it because I couldn't...
Because...
It would be messed up if he came back. Bad.
They showed the videos. It was the blacked out one.
Yeah.
John Cena, you know, the heel John Cena with the just John Cena lettering on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, boom! They play it and he comes out.
That was a big pop, bro.
Know,
he had a huge pop for that.
He comes out doing his original, you know, walking in and all that stuff.
Yeah,
it was great.
It was great, and I love that he did it in Jersey. It was beautiful.
Yeah, I wish we could have gone today.
Yeah, for sure. But it was great.
15 minutes away from the house.
Literally, bro.
Good.
Jesus.
It's all good.
It's all good, though.
They'll be back, for sure.
But it was a good fight. I'm happy Cody Rhodes got it back.
Congrats to Cody. Congrats to Cody.
Congrats
he
to Cody,
it.
Yeah.
He worked, you know, for it.
But I don't... what you think about after the fight? You know, after John Cena did his little turnaround and looked up the walkway and was about to step out the ring. Did you like the sound that came out?
I did not.
I am not a Lesnar fan, bro. At all.
I did not like that.
I don't know about you. I don't like Brock. He's... Oh, my God. I can't stand him, bro. He needs to keep just getting his butt kicked. Everybody's beating him, but he's back. And it's going to be trouble. I think I think John is... he's in for it, bro.
Nah, now he has... He's back to the old John Cena, bro.
I think he'll take Brock, but it's going to be tough. It's not going to happen right away.
Oh, he's going
to... He's going to get beat down a little bit.
Don't worry.
But I can't believe it.
He got this.
Brock Lesnar came out. I thought The Rock was going to come out and something crazy, but Brock freaking Lesnar, bro. Yeah, that was wild.
Everybody thought The Rock was going to come out.
Yep. But, and they tricked everybody. They tricked us all because everybody was waiting for that Rock music, bro.
I was too. Yeah.
It's all right. But it was all right. I'm not a big fan of him, so I don't have much to say about him. But it was a good fight. Ended good. Congrats to Cody. And let's get on to the next one, bro. All in all, so far,
What's next?
It's good. Let's talk about the Women's World Championship. Naomi versus Io Sky versus Rhea Ripley. Oh, man.
I mean, Naomi retains it.
Yeah.
Congrats to her.
Yep.
Poor Rhea has no... Every title shot that she's had since she lost it originally... She has either been interfered against and the match has been, you know, disqualified or something happened that she can't win it, bro. She can't win.
She's not getting a win. Something. I know they're not going to let her be like that. Something's going to come her way real soon. She's a champ. She's meant to be a champion. She's amazing. But she's not catching a break right now. But I like it because then she comes back even better. And then they give her something bigger. So I like the way it's going so far.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure, bro, for sure.
You can't take away Io.
We got Io Sky.
Oh, my God.
Io Sky is just amazing, man.
Love her, bro.
I love Io Sky.
Queen of the Sky there.
Her song, once it hits, bro, I jump out of my seat every time. Yeah,
she's great. And then
I start doing her emo.
Yeah. The Io Sky emo, bro. I can't believe they did it in the ring.
That thing is insane, man. So you seen SpongeBob doing it?
Yep. That was awesome.
At American Dream?
Yep. That was great. She's come a long way. She's very good. She's a fan favorite too. I like that for her. She's awesome, bro.
Yeah, she'll be champ again.
Oh, of course.
100%.
But it ended off Naomi keeping it.
Retaining.
She was good. Good fighter. She's come a long way too. Good. I thought she was going to lose it, but she retained, so that's good for her. She's got a lot coming her way.
100%.
100%. It was a good mess. So far right here, on night two, it's been okay so far. It's that Cody fight was good, then those, but...
It's been okay, yeah. It's been okay.
Then we got... Let's talk about the Intercontinental Championship of women.
Ooh,
Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch against Vicaria.
Yes.
Lyra Vicaria.
Lyra.
That was great. I like Lyra.
Yeah, Becky's good. Old school. She's a good wrestler. I don't like that she's the way she is. I guess maybe too heelish. I don't know how to say, but I...
You'd be screaming too much.
Yes.
Man, for my liking.
Yes. I haven't grown on Lyra yet. I think it's because...
You just don't like her costume.
Yes. The way she, like her costume, like the bird. Way she comes out as her character and then she does her little, like her little, with her hands and arms and her stance.
Bro, she's great.
I don't like it
Lyra's great.
But she's a great fighter. So I won't take that from her. She's great. It was a great match. But
I agree. It was a great match.
It's Becky, man. It's Becky Lynch. What more do you want from her? She's amazing.
Yeah, she is. She's the man.
And Valkyria took it. And I congrats her on that. It was a great fight.
Yep,
not
she
bad.
Got the revenge.
Yeah, she got what she wanted.
She got the revenge, bro, because Becky's been, like, since she played her when they were, like, you know, kind of teaming in the beginning, you know, they're both from the same country. They're trying to, like, yo, we're, you know, we're cool.
Yeah, but then Becky,
and then once she played,
she flipped
her,
it on her. Yep.
Now she got that. She got that payback and got, you know, she won. So
good. That's it. It was good.
Good.
All right. This one, it'll be a quick talk because it wasn't that great, and I know a lot of people say the same thing. The United States Championship,
like
Solo versus Jacob in a steel cage.
I
love Jacob.
So much expectations
yeah.
for this match.
I like Jacob. I thought
so
he was going to win it back.
Expectations for this match.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be better than it was. It was not that great. I thought it could have been better. I don't like the way it ended, the way Solo won it. How you just fall out of the ring, you know what I mean? He just literally just threw his body out and fell. It wasn't a lot of fighting with his crew coming out and helping, and then Jimmy. I thought it would have been a little bit more or somebody else come out. It was too fast.
Where was Jay? Did he just leave after night one?
Yeah, see, that too.
Like, where was Jay?
Yeah, he didn't come out.
Everybody was looking for Jay to come out.
I thought that would have been one of them. I really did. He did not come out.
Like, what happened? He was MIA, bro.
Yep. It was,
he was MIA.
I think
what happened to him?
I think the match went too fast. And then the way they, like, took the camera away from, like, Fatu, and he, like, broke out of the cuffs. I'm like, and then
you saw
they messed up because you seen his face, like, wait, I'm out of the cuffs already? You know what I mean? Like, they should have left it on him and him and show us him, like, trying to break it, like pull his arm, you know, because they flipped the camera so fast that you saw his reaction looking at it. And you could tell that he was like, wait, how did these rip? And then walked and tried to hit.
I think he was more like
in shock.
He was more not in shock. Like, he was like, I ripped the like, I broke it. Like, he was like,
I'm a beast.
I feel like he was like, I broke your cuffs. Like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah,
I think that's what it was. I don't think he was surprised that it broke. Because he's the one that broke it.
It could have been better. A lot of people, if you ask a lot of people out there, they would have said the same thing.
Yeah, I had so much expectation for this match, and it didn't go the way I thought it would.
Yeah, so big ups to Solo. He got what he wanted.
Not mad that Solo won.
Yeah, no. Because now we continue
just
the story.
Just upset on how the fight went itself.
It was all right. Not too much in it.
You know? The match itself wasn't great.
No.
But not upset at the outcome.
All right. Let's get to your favorite.
Dirty, dirty dumb. Dirty, dirty dumb. Yeah, boy.
Dirty dumb.
My boy came out and took care of the old man.
And versus AJ Styles, bro. I cannot believe it.
He came out and took care of the old man AJ Styles.
It was a great fight.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because he is the greatest Mysterio ever.
Oh my goodness.
The greatest Intercontinental Champion ever.
Guys, if you want to leave, you need to leave comments. If you think Dirty Dom is the greatest Intercontinental Champion, leave a comment and tell me or tell us if you think he's the greatest. I don't know about him being
the
best Mysterio.
And the greatest Mysterio. Yes, he is.
Dirty Dom. But I will give this to him. He has come a long way. Dominic has come a long way.
5 years.
And I love it. I love what he's been through. He's done a lot better. His fighting's great. His storylines, like the way he acts now, it's when he's flexing and he's like mad tight with his arms. Like he's funny, bro.
I'm telling you, bro. He's great.
He's great. He's great. But I need the comments. I don't know if he's the greatest Mysterio.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
But it was.
But anyway, great match.
Yeah, great match, bro.
Great match, man. This is probably second best match of the night,
mm-hmm.
honestly.
Yeah, it was great.
It had to be that John Cena match. I like the Io Sky and the Rhea and Naomi fight.
Mm-hmm.
But this had to be the second best match of the night.
Yeah, not bad. It was good.
Still doesn't top first night, though. Still doesn't top first night.
Nope. Now let's talk about the last one that we could talk about. The WWE Tag Team Championship.
I know you're not big on the Wyatts yet.
No, not yet. They're all right. I have to see more of them. Wyatt.
I like their entrance, bro.
Yeah,
their
entrance is amazing.
Is insane.
DIY, Street Profits, Fraxium, Motor City Machine Guns versus Andrade and Rey Fénix in a TLC match.
TLC match.
I wanted Andrade and Rey. I really thought it was going that way, but we saw what happened. But all in all, bro, that was a sick fight.
Same. I wanted him to win, bro.
Yeah. A lot of tables broken.
A lot of tables.
People flying everywhere.
Ladders broken. Ladders breaking in half.
Women flying everywhere.
Yeah. People that weren't even in the match were getting thrown into chairs and tables and
everything. What I thought was cool is when Andrade tried to throw Rey Fénix up on his shoulders to try to get the belt. Like, their maneuvers together was great, bro. Like, they're a great tag team. And
they're good
tag. I thought it was going their way. But the Wyatts kept it, so that means there's still a lot more for them. And I want more for them because they are good. You know, the Wyatt Six is good, you know. I like their entrance. I like what they're about. They're creepy.
Uncle Howdy, bro.
Yeah. They're creepy, so I hope they do something big with them, because if they beat all these guys, you need to do something big with them.
Yeah. And they're keeping Bray Wyatt's name alive.
Yes, that's the best part. Yep.
So, but I do wish that it was Rey Fénix and Penta teaming, just so they can be the Lucha Brothers like they were in AEW. Oh,
man, Penta and, was know, in this would have been sick.
You know, in Mexico, but
can you imagine the brothers winning, bro?
It would have been great.
That would have been sick.
They need a
tag.
They need to be team again, bro.
Maybe down 100%. The line, because he's doing great on his own. I think they need to bring him out a little more.
No, he's a great singles, you know, wrestler.
Yeah.
He's great.
I want to see more of Penta, because I don't want him to die out.
Miedo,
yeah. You know? Like, they can't let the crowd die out on his entrance. They need to let him fight a little more.
Never.
Yeah. They need to put him in another.
And Jay have the biggest pops when they come in, bro.
I want to see him in another championship fight for a belt or something.
Yeah, for sure.
Because he deserves it.
Well, if him and Rey Fénix stay together in the tag division, they could eventually take the title.
They could.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They can take the titles. It was a great match.
Well, all in all, insane. Congrats to the Wyatt. It was good.
This might have been top two match, if I'm not.
Yeah. For sure it's up there, because it was good.
Maybe John Cena, and then this one, and then Dominic Mysterio's match.
Mm-hmm. No, it was good.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great match.
All right. That was the ending for night two. What are your thoughts? What do you like better, night one or night two?
Oh, night one, 100%.
Night one, yeah, I think I'm on that with you too.
Seth Rollins coming in, playing everybody out,
mm-hmm.
You know, pulling the Willy Wonka.
Yeah, I take night one.
Great.
Yep, night one was great. But I give it to Triple H. It was an amazing SummerSlam. Thank you for bringing it to Jersey. Yeah. Please bring more fights 100%. To Jersey. Bring them to Prudential Center. Bring them out here, man. We need more fights out here for us. There's a lot of fans here.
We need it.
There are a lot of fans in Jersey. Come on. Let's make something happen. But I know you 100%. Wanted to, before we ended it, you wanted to say something, since we're posting this now, about the whole pay-per-view thing.
Yeah, man. Now you're going to have to pay, what, $30 to watch a PLE if you don't have ESPN?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
What?
I thought the whole Peacock was great, you know, because a lot of people have Peacock, because it's not just for that. They have so much stuff. Switching it to ESPN is, that's rough, because now we got to pay more.
That's insane.
Yeah, I'm a little upset. So I'm going to look into that. Thank God it only starts 2026, so we have time.
Yeah, but
I'm
not watching any more PLEs, bro. If it changes like that.
Yeah, it's.
That's just another subscription you need, bro.
Yeah, man. It's tough. And I don't know if I could pay $30, man. That's tough.
No, bro. That's not the point of don't know if you can pay. It's just the insanity, bro.
Yeah.
$30.
Yeah, it's nuts. I thought they were doing great. And Peacock, I don't know what
made it. And the amount of PLEs that WWE is throwing out now.
Yeah.
There's another one at the end of the month.
Yep.
Like, yo,
I don't know. Crazy. I don't know what's going on. We'll see. Hopefully they're not doing something stupid and not going to mess nothing up for fans. Because you don't want to take stuff away from the fans. But we shall see how this goes.
Bro. Crazy. Leave it on Peacock. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Should have just left it like that. But that's it. That was the recap of SummerSlam, guys. It was great. If you can, let us know in the comments what night you liked. What was your favorite match? And don't forget to like, share. You know, and stay tuned for more episodes. We'll be coming back with a lot more stuff. We have a lot of ideas and plans. You know, we're just getting started. So just hang tight with us. And we're going to give you the best info, best talk. Have fun, laugh. Just trust us. We're going to have a lot of fun here, guys.
Yes, sir. And it won't be only WWE.
Mm-hmm.
Football season's coming up.
Yep.
We've been having some preseason games already.
Yep.
Once the regular season starts, we'll be getting...
Then we'll start talking about it.
We'll be throwing out some podcasts out there in the regular season.
We're big on F1. We'll be doing Formula One talks. Soon we'll be recording one because it's been hot. So I don't want to say nothing now. We'll wait till we record about it.
Wait for the summer break. They're on summer break right now. We'll catch the half, you know, the latter half of the season.
Yep. And then we'll do a little recording on that because I know there's a lot of Formula One fans out there. But we're going to end it on a good note. SummerSlam was amazing. New Jersey. We repped it. We did great. We had fun. Triple H, come back, please. And that's it, man. Just stay tuned, guys. Just stick with us.
Raw tonight.
Yep, and Raw for tonight.
For Raw tonight.
But thank you guys for listening, man, for real.
Yeah, catch us over here on Spotify.
That's, yep, there you go.
Soon to be on Apple and all your other podcast listening
stations. There you go, yep.
Sites. We appreciate you guys. Thank you for listening.
Follow us also on Banter Buds on TikTok. I think
we're on TikTok.
We're on
now,
TikTok.
And
yeah.
We're on Instagram at Banter Buds.
Yeah, check
we're
us
also
out.
On Twitter at Banter Buds.
There you go. Shout it out. And it's going to be on TikTok. It's going to be Banter Buds _. So make sure you guys follow us on all social medias. And stay tuned. We're going to start posting a lot more stuff. And that's it, man. Thank you guys for being here. And I appreciate you guys. All right, brother.
Thank you, bro.
Later.
It was good talking.
Yes, sir.
Later. Thanks, guys.